A very good morning to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to the Early Morning Scoop. The time is now 4 minutes past the hour of six. Thank you for tuning in to your number one talk radio station. Whether you're on your way to work, getting your kids ready for school, we are here to keep you informed on your number one talk radio station. As always, you can tune in to all your favorite Eagle FM programming wherever you are on the go, via none other than the Eagle FM mobile application, which is free to download on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you will have access to your favorite programming on the go anywhere in the world, that is. So not only good morning to Namibia, but good morning to the world. You can also tune in to us via our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, and on both platforms, if you happen to have missed any of our previous broadcasts, you can simply go to the podcast section, type in the show that it is you're looking for, and you will have access to the full broadcast at your leisure. Today on the Early Morning Scoop, as you can hear, it is not David this morning. I will be hosting you until the hour of 7:30 a.m. before we hand over to Tate Mike in Ondangwa with Unpacking the Day. We will be continuing our discussions on the NDP6 that was officially launched earlier this week. We'll be diving into the creative industry. And its role in national development. We will be speaking, we will be engaging with someone that is active in the creative industry, that is Miss Elizabeth Julume. She'll be talking to us about the creative industry, the potential in the creative industry, and how it can contribute to the national development. We will also be talking about nutrition, how that industry can aid to national development, as well as a stand-up comedian that is Dennis Kaunda, that is also part of the creative industry. So let's get right into the conversation. We will start with Dennis Kaunda. Let's take a listen to what he had to say regarding the creative industry from the standpoint of a stand-up comedian.
Joining us this morning on the Early Morning Scoop here on Eagle FM is Mr. Dennis Kaunda, who himself is a comedian as well as also an event organizer within the entertainment sector of Namibia. And if you do not know, dear listeners, the entertainment sector also forms part of the cultural and creative industries in the Namibian landscape. Dennis, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners, and welcome to this morning's discussion.
Thank you for having me.
If we start off with the recent announcement of the National Development Plan, which obviously was yesterday, one of the key components obviously was taking a look at assisting a sector that is very close to you, specifically the arts and culture sector, in terms of further support. Firstly, if we can ask that particular question, what does this tell you as someone working in the comedy scene, which forms part of the arts and culture scene? How does that feel for you with the government putting more emphasis in supporting your sector specifically?
If I specifically talk about my area where I do my event and as a comedian, I don't really expect that much. I don't really expect that much from the recent plan by the government. For me, it's obvious they always focus on the obvious things. And comedy is always being ignored. Maybe comedy yet, at Namibia at all, we are still trying to understand what's comedy.
Mm.
And then the government tends to really ignore this part of art.
Mm. Is it more a scenario of looking at the more broader themed arts and cultural aspects, for example, like theater, acting, TV production, and all the other aspects of the creative sector versus the more detailed, smaller and more niche market based cultural sectors, for example, like stand-up comedy that you are part of?
Yeah, yes, as you mentioned them all. And then if we look at the market as a whole, as arts in Namibia, we don't really have that support from the government. That's why you see the Namibian population, we consume more foreign content than our own.
Mm.
For instance, if you look to our national television, we don't really have program which are interesting to many, because we consume so many foreign contents. The government we are not really protected as art maker here in Namibia.
Mm.
We are not people are not focused on us because the platform is not really that broadened by the support which we really need. For instance, Netflix doesn't really do with a lot of Namibian content. If you look even on DSTV, last year we had a workshop, DSTV trying to bring Namibian content on their platform, which they are really struggling. So if on my personal view, view, I'll tell you about how we struggle. Let me just tell you, just starting from having cameras, starting from having recruiting proper comedians, giving them this platform, everything centered only in Windhoek.
Mm.
You know, last year I started doing comedy in Rundu, it's not easy.
Mm.
I tried, and then it's working a bit. Taking comedian from Windhoek to Rundu, it's very costly, you know. And then the attendance is not really there. People still don't understand why. Because we are depending more on other platforms rather than our own Namibian. You see, it's hardly you see a comedian on NBC doing their things on other platforms, you see.
Yeah. And also to help on with what you just explained now, Dennis, because the NDP under Chapter 4, that's 4.1, where they highlight the key focus on your sector, but they just identified as cultural and creative industries. They indicate here that the success of businesses is constrained by Namibia's very small market and barriers to accessing international markets, which you just explained. The other challenges that they also cite here is gaps in intellectual property rights awareness and lack of integrated data system. Do you think it's something as simplistic as that, saying, you know, we need to know about data, or is it, for example, like you cited, the Rundu market could be different from the Windhoek market could be different from Otjiwarongo, and so on?
I don't really want to look at that the way they really wrote it there.
Mm.
Because I'm someone who really looks at the realistic, on what is on the ground, what people understand. You know, what we just read to someone, they won't really understand what we are talking about.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
But I remember those days, comedy was one of the most watched series on NBC. I remember growing up, we used to watch One Sunday.
Mm.
You remember?
Mm.
It was we were glued on TV waiting for those comedies to happen on our TV, and then there was Free Your Mind, and then everything just vanished just like that because of lack of support, and then because of also most of the people they've seen that there's no money in it.
Mm.
There's no need for you to pursue something that you love, but there's nothing that you get from it. Let us talk from all the area, musicians, actors, If you see even the Namibian awards, they're normal, we normally have them. Growing up, it was fun. It was so fun, you know. Having Namibian award, music award was good. But everything is just shifted.
Yeah.
Everything just shifted. If you see something going on, it's just reason, maybe it was just organized for a certain reason. Maybe there's something up, something coming up on the national calendar, and then you see people doing things. Otherwise, apart from that, nothing really goes on. We are hoping maybe this time things are going to happen.
And obviously also staying on the aspect of if we now look at a potential, you know, where investment should take place. In your perspective, Dennis, do we see, for example, the plan outlines that investment in infrastructure or strengthening infrastructure and capacity is one particular sort of like possible solution. Do you think it's an infrastructure thing? Meaning, do you need a town hall or a stage somewhere, for example, in all the towns in Namibia to help, you know, emerging comedians and entertainers and content creators? Or do you believe there should be other forms of support that should come through?
No, it starts with infrastructure. If we have, let me say, we have theaters all over Namibia. We have, let me say, cultural center all over Namibia where young ones can come. You can have your free rehearsal. You can have your free equipment provided by the government for you to do your art that you love without causing anything. It will be much better. It's like, if we go back to starting from the roots, meaning the future will be brighter. Well, let me say right now in Lundu, we have Wera Hub, which is a little bit of, a lot of youth go there to do their activity, but it's not really that exposed because it's not for free. If you want to have a show there, you have to pay some a certain percentage. But if the government comes through and then allows us to do things for free, meaning I can go back and start with the young ones, start introducing them. You know, we always start comedy. We always start with drama. Like, for instance, I started a church doing drama, doing plays. And then as you are growing up, you identify who really you are, who you are. And then you focus on more on comedy. So infrastructure is everything.
Yeah.
So when you start, when the investors see something going on, and then they come, they automatically come abroad.
Exactly. Exactly. Dennis, I wanted to ask you in terms of the next particular strategy that they outlined here is support and promote entrepreneurship in cultural and creative industries. You cited one of them just now in terms of, for example, where people have to pay to stage or host certain particular events at the local facility there in Rundu. Do you believe there's more support needed, for example, to like help you with marketing and promotional activities and to make this a full-time business that can potentially grow and thrive, for example, let's say in the Rundu economic scene?
Yeah, you know, honestly speaking, advertising your let me say that I'll call it a business, which is your show, your event. It's very costly in Namibia. Very costly. You know, we have newspaper, we have radio and then other platform, but they charge on daily basis, you know, they charge on hours. So it's really expensive now. With that making it difficult, although you want an event there, people won't really be aware of it. As we know that the younger generation now, we are more into to digital platforms, you know. But if their government could provide us with this help or a platform where we can do our adverts without spending that much, although there's nothing for free, but when you spend on something which is more beneficiary to you, it will make it will be more helpful to us.
And just on the aspect specifically of how the overall sectors which the comedy sector, for example, forms part of the entertainment sector, is looked at, because I'm going to ask you sort of like a macro-based question in terms of that the creative industry and the cultural sector are thrown together to sort of like describe the same thing, but, you know, stand-up comedy is different, for example, from, being an artist, like a musician, you know, performing on a stage, even though the both of you are performing on the same stage, but you guys are doing two different things. How does that specific positioning of the understanding of your sector sort of like undermine the focus that is needed for your sector?
Yeah, I would like to say this. I won't really call it undermining our hours. You know, comedies, it's something really important to our lives. You know, if you look around, everything people spend their time on devices, watching short clips, which are funny ones, you know, people are more focusing on things that make them laugh because of the daily struggle that we are going through. We need that, you know. Well, the difference of a comedian and a musician.
Mm.
Most musicians, they tend to be seen that they have more attention because maybe they are everywhere in the car, wherever we are, we need music, which I understand. But with comedy, we transmit something that we fight with on a daily basis, you know. We are more on realistic things, you know. People that tend to attend comedy, they learn a lot. It's something that we have, you know. We have to write, we have to rehearse on it. A musician can be on stage and then do a playback, a music that you always listen to.
Mm.
But with comedians, you have to fit in every environment. You have to fit on every situation, contemporary social issue.
Mm.
We touch on our daily happenings, you know. So it's something, it's an art that needs attention, needs someone to study, needs someone to focus on things which are going on in the country. So it's more, we educate more the public but we touch on realistic things on our daily problem, but we do it with humor, which is what we can laugh about our problem. You know, sometimes things happen in our life. Today we cry, tomorrow we talk about it, we laugh about it, you know.
Exactly.
That's how comedy, that's how people should value comedy here in Namibia. Recently we had comedians from South Africa in Namibia theater. It was full house. It was packed, you see. You can tell that Namibians love comedy, but we, the smaller organizers and smaller comedians, we don't have that fund to make such a bigger show like the one that just happened.
Yeah. I also remember, Dennis, of before COVID, seeing one specific South African comedian come through. His price tag, I mean, per ticket was pretty much, I think it was almost like 150 per ticket, and that was hosted at the National Theatre here in Windhoek. And it was completely sold out for a guy that I never saw. But the thing is, you are right. The same specific respect is not indicated to local talent. Do you think that is one or the major problem in Namibia in terms of local consumers that have to try and help the local creative, for example, you, the stand-up comedians?
Yeah, but not necessarily. We should also look at what's leading to that.
Yeah.
What do we consume, we Namibians? What are the young ones growing up consuming?
Mm.
You know, we are more on the foreign market
from
music, from television, from comedy. We are more on that. And then people, they are more comfortable with, instead of you going for a comedy show where you pay $100, because we comedians, we charge more because we are expecting less people.
Mm.
So you already know that I'm going to have 50 people. So let me charge $150 or $100, Namibian dollars.
Mm.
So people, they prefer to stay at home, buy data, watch free comedy on all platforms, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why the government should come in. If the government comes in, what are they really what do the government can do for us or can do to change things for our own people to focus on us? Because they don't really respect us.
Yeah.
My family feel that this way. Because we don't have that support from someone. Other people, they come here because in their country, they had bigger support for them. That's why we can see things from where we are, from our comfort zone.
Mm.
We don't have platforms. We don't have that support that which is needed. But what's now coming up, we are looking at it, and then I'm studying it, and then we'll look at it how if something will come up, or they'll still focus on the obvious arts.
Yes, there was a conversation between stand-up comedian Dennis Kaunda and our very own Dwight Links on the creative industry, hearing a voice there about the situation of the industry on the ground, what's to come, and the potential of said industry. Don't forget you can join the conversation at any time by dialing 0832-888-401, and that's 0832-888-401. If you'd like to contribute on the discussion we're having this morning regarding the creative industry and its role in national development. Don't forget as well, tomorrow, The Villager will be published. If you haven't subscribed already, send us a WhatsApp message at 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144 to become a subscriber of the Villager e-paper for free, to be getting it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you'd like access to yesterday's edition, simply follow the steps I just outlined and be sure to save the number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday you will receive it bright and early straight to your mobile device, and you will gain access to the latest in business, economic, agricultural, policy development, sporting news. All right. So, as promised, we are going to continue the creative industry discussion with none other than Elizabeth Julume, who will be in conversation with our very own David Shombe regarding the creative industry. So, let us take a listen to this insightful conversation.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are always here at this Early Morning Conversation. As we are always indicating to you, we are here from the hour of 6 until 7:30. And this is your morning and conversational program that we deal with things that matters. We deal with things that are related to bread and butter issue. We look at the factors that are contributing to the economic development of the country. We also look at everything that related to national developmental priorities. And yeah, for those of you, some of you are waking up now. Some of you are also on your way to work. Some of you are at the gym. So it's very important to make sure that, prioritize your mental health, prioritize your personal priorities before you start saving others, because, at the end of the day, it's all about what we have done on this earth and also what you, contributed to the society. So if you are not well, it will not be correct to start assisting others if you don't assist yourself. So those are some of the things that we need to look at. And, every person must have, a personal philosophy. What do you believe? What is your stand on life? What is your stand on, personal goals? What is your stand on the economy? What is your stand on finance? But this morning, before we go to the conversation for the day, we are always indicating to say, prioritize yourself first before you start serving others. So yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is your conversational program. It's a program which we look at everything that is related to bread and butter issue. And we are indicating that as long as Namibia is where it is today, we will continue to speak, who continue to have conversations, and indeed who continue to bring about this conversation that, you know, are trying to bring about innovative thinking, to bring about new perspectives, because we are indicating that it cannot be correct. It cannot be correct after 35 years, and we are where we are today. So when you look at international rankings, when you look at international statistics, where the country is standing, you'll be able to realize that in terms of unemployment, we are at the highest in SADC region in terms of economic inequality. Namibia is the second highest unequal country in the world. And in terms of ranking, in terms of developmental ranking, Namibia is declassified or reclassified from being an upper middle income country to a lower income country, which is the main concern. But not only that, in terms of financial stability, we are also not
right after this.
Warm up with Red Hot Deals at WB. Get 750 gram CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Polana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
With Red Hot Deals at WB. Get 750 gram CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Polana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Well, we are graded by a Financial Action Task Force, and indeed by European Union Commission, we are listed as high risk jurisdiction in terms of financial transaction, and also the inability of our state to deal with money laundering, and also to deal with illicit financial transactions. So that's why we are also saying, as long as Namibia is where it is today, we need to bring about these conversations. And we are greeting policymakers, we are greeting politicians, we are greeting the business community, we are greeting the researchers, and indeed the young people of Namibia. This is a conversational program, and it's not only a one-directed program. It's a program which accommodates everybody who can contribute to the conversation. It's a program which is accommodating every human being who can contribute to the conversation, because we believe that for us to move forward, we need everybody's view. We need everybody's view. Could be that you are a human being who have, experience in the field of economics, you have experience in the field of social development, you have experience in the field of research. When we bring about conversation on the table, we are requiring you to make sure that you contribute to the conversation at Eagle FM Namibia. You contribute to these morning conversational programs so that those who are listening to you will also be able to get something, because we are saying, and we believe that for us to build institutions, for us to build institutions, for us to build a very strong society, we do not need people who are yes men or people who are only agreeing on one thing, but we need, you know, people with different perspectives, people with different views, and also people who can innovate, bringing about those thought-provoking questions, and also look what do we have on the table and how can we assist Namibia to move to the next level. That's why we are saying we accommodate constructive criticism, we accommodate different views, and we accommodate those opinions, because at the end of the day, there is a better smart way on how to do things. There is a better smart way on how to do things. And also, that is something that every Namibian need to learn, whether you're in the private sector, you are at an NGO, you are at a faith-based institution, you are at the public sector, you are in academia. You need to understand those perspectives so that you can move forward. Because states, institutions, whether it's domestic, regional, or continental, or indeed even international, they are not built by people who are only agree on one thing, but they are built by, you know, individuals who can fight about ideas, context, until they come to the point where, you know, they find a smart way on how to do things. Yeah. Now, before we go to what we have on the table, before we go to what we have on the table for today, before we go to what we have on the conversation for today, it's very important to make sure that, as we are always indicating, to tell our dear listeners to make sure that they follow us and they become, you know, good citizens who understand economic development, who understand trade, who understand business insights, business intelligence, economic factors, and which will also assist them to make long-term critical decisions that will develop their institution and also the country. So that's why we are saying Eagle FM Namibia is a radio program which is focusing on issues of bread and butter. That's why anything related to trade, anything related to farming, anything related to food security, anything related to national development agenda, policy making, this is your radio to discuss about those issues. And indeed, that is exactly what we are going to discuss today, as we have always been doing at Early Morning Scoop. Yes, and we are always indicating to say follow us, follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, and also on LinkedIn, because those who follow you will also be able to follow us and will also be able also to listen to the conversations and also to get those insights, because there are always updates at all our social media platform. There are always updates. And if you are a student of economics, you are a student of international law, you are a student of, you know, international relations, you are a student of legal affairs, you are a student of science, or you are economic actor, a business person, we are always indicating to you that for you to move forward, for you to get what is happening in the banking sector, what is happening in terms of investment, what is happening in terms of political decisions which are affecting national development, what is happening outside the country, you need to make sure that you follow us in our social media platform. On top of that, we also have the Villager newspaper. That is indeed your e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. So subscribe to the Villager newspaper so you can be able to get that e-paper every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. So you can get the Villager newspaper in a digital format. And just like that, you can become a good citizen who can be able also to make those decisions. Yeah, apart from the Villager newspaper, what you can do, we also have Eagle FM app. there are always those who are asking questions. There are always those who are asking big questions to say, no, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are not being able to be reached by the frequency. We are not being able to be reached by the frequency. And it sounds like you guys are closed, but what we are indicating to you is that the world is moving toward digitalization. The world is moving toward the next level of digitalization. We talk about data. We talk about the world of AI, the world of robotics. That's why we are saying when the world is changing, Eagle FM Namibia is also changing. That's why we are saying when you find yourself in the situation that, you know, you are not being able to be reached by the frequency, you don't need to scratch your head because we have an answer for you. So to solve that, make sure that you download, Eagle FM app. We have Eagle FM app. You can go to your app store if you are using an iPhone. You can go to your Play Store if you're using an Android. Download Eagle FM app so that you can listen to the programs which are on AM. And you can also be able to listen to the previous program by accessing the podcast. Because it could be that when the programs that are on air, when they are being aired at that time, when they are live on air, you may be busy, you may be at work, or you are doing something of equal importance. So what you can do, make sure that, you just download the Eagle FM app. You listen to the program on air. Those that you have missed, you can also access them because we have an open archive. And that open archive is your podcast. Go to podcast. When you go to podcast, indeed, you'll be able to find those previous programs that you have missed. You'll be able to find. Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated earlier on, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic development. We are looking at issues which are affecting bread and butter. However, as I indicated earlier on today we are going to speak about, we are going to speak about creative industry. Yes, it was indicated that one of the thematic areas, especially pillar number 2 of National Developmental Plan number 6, is human development and community resilience, and where the president of the country indicated that she is going to prioritize heritage, culture sector, and also art and creative industry. And today in the studio, I'm joined by Elizabeth Jurume, just to help us unpack this, just to ask to say, how can artists contribute to the national development of the country? What are some of the challenges which they are facing, and how does she think this sector should be upgraded? Elizabeth Jurume, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, David. Thank you so much for actually having me to the Morning Scoop.
No, I'm very happy, actually. And, we have been trying to look at those who have been in creative industry. I know you have been in creative industry for a long time. You interview people, you own or you work for a different, sector. I know you're also in the area of climate.
Yeah.
And, just you've been in the community. But yeah. Let us look at the creative industry. Before we go to the question, how is Namibia creative industry? Talking about our artists, models, and all those things. How is creative industry in general before we go to the questions?
I think we have, the creative industry has a lot of potential, but we have a lot of challenges at the moment, because I've been in the creative industry, I think, for the past 4 years now, especially with the digital content creation part, and also just, we have so many challenges, because we don't have a lot of monetization processes or a lot of monetization opportunities that we can use to kind of like monetize our content or monetize our art that we do, like any other countries. Like maybe if you look at South Africa, look at other countries, like our industry is not really prioritized as much as other industries, because we can do a lot.
Yeah, but how do artists survive? Because we see somebody start from the ghetto, we see a lot of quieto, they make noise in their first two albums, but they disappear, and some of these guys, you don't see them anymore. Or you can meet him driving a taxi, or somebody just in the corner of the street, hopeless, and all those things.
Yeah.
And apart from artists, also models, you see somebody coming in the industry, they disappear, they don't come back. And I was very happy even to see, Killer B these days on the stage, and everyone was saying, no, I think Namibia must look there. Yeah. Before we go to what the Mekuru is saying and also where the government is going, what are the challenges maybe these guys are facing, especially our artists and also the creative industry?
One of the challenges that we actually have is like I say, the monetization issue that we have.
Yeah.
Because like if you look at the artists that we have, I'm not an artist myself, but I've spoken to artists that I've interviewed on our show and all that, and also know some. But when you're looking at them, like the only way they can actually make money is through like selling of their CDs, performances and all that. Okay. But then we also see that it's only some of the artists that are mostly like booked for certain events for them to perform. And then if you look at this, like especially upcoming artists, sometimes you will find a way that they are the one that are paying the people where they are going to perform. Like, let me pay you so that I can perform at your event.
So I'll be known.
Yeah, so that I'll be known. It's it's maybe a marketing part of thing, but here the person is giving their time and is giving their talent. Mm-hmm. So they are not really like, they are not really seen as, I don't know. They are not really. It's only certain artists that are actually like really seen as important and seen as invited to that. So, and I think like also like most of like the artists, they put their music on their digital platform as well, and also like on YouTube and stuff like that. But they are not earning on those platforms because Namibia is not part of those. So
okay, in Namibia you cannot still make money from YouTube. Then?
You can illegally.
not illegally,
but there's no straight path that one can, like, because Namibia is not yet part of the YouTube partnership, and that's what we are kind of fighting for. Because if you like, you uploading your music and your videos on YouTube, if Namibians are watching, you are not getting money out of that. But if people, maybe if you are lucky, if you have like international audience, people maybe from South Africa, people from other countries where YouTube partnership is within their country, that's where they can, like, you can make money from ads and from stuff like that. That's when you can monetize your music. But then also, like, to monetize your channel, you will have to kind of like use other platforms or use other country, kind of like register, like you are in South Africa or you are using another country that is actually monetized. So it's really a challenge.
Now let me say you are an actor in Namibia. We have seen a lot of us who are watching Tate Butita. We've also seen Jekea Malimba with the new version and all those things. But these guys, they've been around, and what is also I'm trying to get is that, what is really the problem? We have the National, Art and Heritage Council, we have, some of the managers, we also have, institution who is supposed to sponsor, but what is really the problem? Are we not buying CDs or CDs out of the system? Or how come we don't have even people to say, no, this is the movie or this is a Sophie played by Namibia? I know there are few, but even a Namibian watching something played by Namibia, we don't have that right. Why is that?
I think it's that time where we start appreciating, maybe for us to start appreciating our own people and also to start appreciating our own work as well. Because imagine if these people, like you spoke of that, Jekea Malimba, if these people, if they had people on their back that were actually like backing them up, like we have maybe like 100,000 here, we are able to sponsor your next episode or something like that. Do you think those people will be able, like, will really suffer? They will be able to produce even a more quality content that people will actually be able to watch. But now, because they are using money out of their pocket, or they are also just using for the little that they have, you can see that they are trying really hard, and you can see that the content is not really of the best quality yet. Because they are using the resources that they have. But if we have people that, business people or something like that, that really appreciate the art and see the importance of the art. Because there's so much importance when it comes to art in terms of their message. Because it's not just something that you are watching. You are learning something out of that, or they are passing a message through that to what they are doing. So I think it's that time that we really just kind of like have to appreciate our own artists, and also just appreciate our own talents as well in the country.
Yeah, because I'm asking this question because, when you look at guys like comedians, comedian, one of the... we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. You know, we were talking about monetization and also our Namibian artists losing, quality content, or inability for them to produce quality content because of either material that they have or the support that they have. Because let's look at professional artist, like comedian. When you go to America, you're a professional comedian. They are part of movies, they are part of songs, they do live performance, they do videos. When you look at a person like Kevin Hart, for example,
yeah,
he's one of the richest comedians that we have. When you look at, who is this guy from South Africa? Used to have, a live
Trevor
show.
Noah.
Trevor Noah, for example. He even has a foundation to give scholarship to young kids to go to school and all those things. But I have a colleague of mine, who is a comedian. But when I'm comparing his comedy and also of Trevor Noah, there's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference. Helmut is one of the best comedians that we have, for example.
Oh, he's a comedian.
He's a comedian. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He's a professional comedian. He do that, but when you listen to it, it's only when you understand, you say that where he's coming from. But when you look at his talent and you look at the talent of Trevor Noah or Kevin Hart, you can say they are the same standard, mm-hmm, but because he's in Namibia, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. And I just have a question, because you guys have been in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have been part of a creative industry. You have a lot of friends there. How is the relationship between our creative professionals with the government, especially if you talk about the ministry,
mm-hmm,
and you cannot talk about agencies such as NASCAM and all those things. What is the relationship between them, and how do they come on board regarding, supporting creative industry?
Okay, that I won't really know.
Yeah.
Like fully, I won't really know, because I think they mostly just work now with regards to monetizing your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your content and stuff like this, so that you are able to earn.
Yeah.
That they take a certain percentage, and then you, when they play your music on the radio, and then they take a certain percentage. Like, I think they have that type of agreement, but I won't, mm-hmm, really, I don't really know both of the most of the details, because I haven't really dealt with them, because,
mm-hmm,
I mostly just do digital content creation
at the
moment.
Yeah.
But I think those are now the bodies that have to stand for our creatives, or bodies that have the responsibilities to kind of like make sure that our creatives are well paid, our creatives are well kind of, they get what they deserve,
mm-hmm,
when it,
mm-hmm,
comes to their content that they are putting. Because a lot of money that went into that content creation.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time, it's work, it's thinking,
yeah,
it's the creativity that went in. So just for them to kind of like make sure that they are well paid, or they get what they deserve, or something,
yeah,
like that. But yeah.
Yes. Before we go to the contribution of, creative artist or,
mm-hmm,
creative professional to the economy of the country,
yeah,
where they can contribute in terms of business and all those things. Let us look at NDP 6.
Mm-hmm.
Look at National Development Plan number 6 at Pillar 2, which is speaking about human development and community resilience. You'll be able also to realize to say there are plans to say by 2030,
mm-hmm,
by 2030, employment in the creative industry is increased,
mm-hmm,
from 0.7 to 2%, and that is priority of government.
Yeah.
As somebody from creative industry, what do you feel about the new government when they start to say it's no more business as usual?
Yeah.
We are going to accommodate everyone. How do you view that statement?
I think that's actually it's hope. I think it gives us a little bit of hope, hope at least that somebody's kind of like starting to prioritize, or they are seeing the importance of the creative industry.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a bigger possibility, because there's so much job creation that the creative industry can actually get.
Yeah.
Because if you will start prioritizing the creative industry, especially when it comes to digital monetization and such things, there's so much that young people can do within that industry,
mm-hmm,
especially with self-employment and people doing their own project and stuff like that.
Mm.
And we won't really give much pressure at all to the government and to the such things, because people will be able to make money and to get money from what they are creating. And I think also now people will kind of start respecting or prioritizing the creative industry,
mm,
because the president has said, and it's part of the NDPs.
Yeah.
So I think I think people will kind of start, not really prioritizing, but seeing the importance, because now we are currently not kind of like respected.
Yeah, because you know, at that time in school, when the kid is just drawing and you are not passing, your parents will beat you up.
Yeah.
Or you are just playing soccer, There are always those funny guys, yes. Especially backbenchers. Mm-hmm. But most of them, some of them died without, yeah, you know, realizing, yeah, that they're dying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's because you make people laugh. Because it requires some element, yes, of intelligence. Yeah. If you do research enough, mm-hmm, for you to make a person laugh, it requires creativity of the mind.
Exactly.
But you can find those guys that just make people laugh, they feel exactly, they are sent home. Yeah, they are sent home. But it's not really something to say.
Yeah.
This is exactly what, yeah, is needed. This is a platform that, yeah, that is also needed.
Yeah.
Now, I think let us look at the finance part.
Mm-hmm.
Compare Namibia to other countries. How do creative industry upgrade our economy? How do they upgrade Namibian economy? How do these guys bring about, finance to the Namibian economy? And if they are well prioritized, do we have a real business in that creative industry? Yeah. And what are maybe some of the businesses that you can
Yeah. Actually, before I actually answer your question, especially, yeah, when it, like, I think just to mention on what you spoke of, like the parents,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
realizing the talent is there, but we also can't blame them because,
yeah,
they never saw somebody making money out of drawing. They never saw somebody making money out of comedy and stuff.
But my mother used to like watching Karabo those days. And every time she's always there, mm-hmm, until presentation. You know, they used to have most shows,
yeah,
and they have the review in the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we start also to see. But maybe the platform, you know.
Yeah.
But when you look at a person like Connie Ferguson, is one of the, mm-hmm, richest person.
Yes.
You look at the industry, look at King of Jobbing.
Yes.
That is a trending, you know, yeah, you know, series.
Mm-hmm.
Even on Netflix. People, yes, are making money from that.
Yes.
But I think you don't really say it's not the understanding. It, mm-hmm, could be that maybe something that may be pushing them. Maybe there's no example to,
yes,
say.
Yes, exactly.
To say, no, Elizabeth was, yeah, Elizabeth is an artist.
Yeah.
She made more money. She built the school.
Yeah.
And if you have the talent, maybe you can do that as well. You can do that.
Yeah, because they only see people like lawyers and doctors or, yeah, people in business that are actually making money.
No, especially like teachers. And I think now they change because they are now looking at it. Because that time, if you know, you are either a teacher or a nurse.
Yeah.
But I used to ask myself to say, no, if my parents want me to be a teacher and nurse, I'm going to be a teacher teaching what teaching is without teacher and do what. It's very important. But I want to say something because I spent 12 years in the classroom.
Yeah.
Going back there, and the only difference is only salary and the uniform
the
change.
The uniform and you are the one in the chalkboard.
You are always there from 7 until, you know, 2.
And you have to wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, but I think we'll do something better, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think about that? Let's look at the business side,
yeah,
of it.
Business.
Maybe what are some of the business? You can tell me you are in the industry. How,
yeah,
do people make money? As a content creator, how do,
yeah,
you make money as maybe a photographer? How do,
yeah,
you make money as a video editor and,
yeah,
all those things? How is the business like? Yeah. And do you have market for it in Namibia?
Yeah, we definitely do have a market for it. Because,
yeah,
if you look at content creation like the one I do, I can make money out of YouTube.
Yeah.
I can make money out of like the advertisement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because if my channel, I have quite a number of like subscribers,
yeah,
and a lot of audience that are actually watching my content and are interested in my content,
yeah,
business, instead of them using like traditional marketing or something like that,
yeah,
they can come to my channel if they know that the people that actually watch my channel, the customers or the clients that they're actually looking for, they can come and make me an offer that, okay, we have this type of product, so this is what the type of business that we do,
mm-hmm,
and we have this amount of budget,
mm-hmm,
so can you advertise my content?
Uh-huh.
So, but you don't, sometimes you don't even have to say it out. You just, you probably even put a picture of it or the price of it or just mention it here and there.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a lot of money because that is marketing.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now on YouTube as well, on YouTube or other digital platform like TikTok and stuff like that,
yeah,
you make money as well through ads as well. Because,
uh-huh,
yeah, through ads as well. Because when people watches your video, the ads are also coming. Because I think like if you travel to South Africa or other countries, where YouTube partnership is,
yeah,
when you are watching on YouTube, there are ads that comes up.
Uh-huh.
That is money that is going to the person of the video that you are watching,
uh-huh,
the person who made that video that is watching, and it's a lot of money that,
mm-hmm,
is actually like being here.
Uh-huh.
And also, when people are watching your content, you're also making money out of that,
mm-hmm,
and you can also build. There's so much. I think there's so much opportunities.
So, and that money can also come to when you are buying in the the street, you also are contributing to the...
Yes. You are exactly. Because you are using that money in the country.
Uh-huh.
You are using that money in the country. You're not going to use it somewhere else. You are here in the country, so you will obviously have to spend it within the country as well. Mm-hmm. And that's how it will really like create, kind of like contribute to the country's development as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also like people also like when you are also now, people that are doing art, people that are doing music and something like that, you're only not going to do it alone. Like if you are a content creator, you will need a videographer, you will need a video editor, you will need a sound engineer, you will need quite a number of people, and you will have to want a venue where you are going to kind of like be using. That's money.
Uh-huh.
That's money in all that. You are spending money all everywhere there. So, and people will book you for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at other countries as well, we have podcasters that are doing live podcasting and they are filling stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, you have a person who is doing live podcasting. We are doing a live podcasting and you buy a ticket. For even 500, 500 rand.
Oh.
And the stadiums are being filled. People coming to watch people doing podcasts.
We will continue the conversation with Elizabeth right after this.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Feeding the nation.
Life.
Okay.
That is money.
Mm-hmm.
That is money out there. So there's so much opportunity within that.
Yes.
Especially, so I think if we can just get especially the assistance that we need, like the funding that we need. And because Namibia is so rich, especially when it comes to culture, when it comes like just content.
So there's a lot of territories.
Yeah, and people, and that would also kind of like also attract investors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are like, because people don't really know, also we have a lot of culture, we have a lot of things that we do here, and people don't know.
But I think you mentioned something very important, especially when you speak about culture, because a lot of people, when we look at culture, we only think of traditional group people, you know, dancing. We only think about, those traditional cultural values, and the only thing about an artist selling, you know, wood made products to tourists, that is only where we end.
Yeah.
But we don't really go beyond digital platform.
Yeah.
Now, apart from now that sector of attracting investment, I don't want us to go to the digital version of things.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go to how we can use technology also to upgrade, artists and also people in the creative industry, let us look at collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing, there is an African proverb which is indicating that, you know, if you want to go fast, you must go alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to go far, you must, go with the people.
Yeah.
But the question, if you're asking yourself, you want to go fast, we are going fast. If you are going fast for 2 seconds, you are not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. But in terms of collaboration, I see a lot of artists, they start together, they differ, they separate, which is part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go that sector. What is the relevance of collaboration in... enhancing, young talent, and also, expanding the economy of creative industry, especially in terms of collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah, collaboration is actually something that we kind of, fail, I think as you mentioned as well.
Yeah.
So, but, collaboration, because when you are doing something alone, okay, that's only the skills that you have and the the knowledge that you have. But if you put two minds together,
you will
definitely be able to achieve a lot. Because now imagine, maybe I'm a musician or I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
But I don't have the money for me to be able to hire, maybe a videographer or to have a venue.
Yeah.
And there's actually somebody who has a venue. It's like, okay, let's collaborate. You can be using probably my restaurant or my hotel.
Yeah.
But we do marketing. Then you can market about our product or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is already you are collaborating with someone and making, and you are all, nobody is losing out.
Mm-hmm.
You all need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if people see that, okay, this person is actually associating with this person.
Yeah.
And we actually see this person looks legit, or this person is legit,
yeah,
or this person is usually respected.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, they will actually get attracted more to you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And also just in terms of, I think, work as well, you are able to share the workload, or you are able to kind of like, you are not using one brain to kind of like think.
You have a think tank. Yeah,
you are not
yeah.
doing things alone.
Yeah.
So if you are like, okay, maybe we can do this, and then the other person is like, okay, we can actually do this. This will actually be better because this is this, or because I studied this, or because I have experience in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you put two minds together, it's a lot. It's you can do a lot, especially now when it comes to our organizations, in the civil society organization.
Yeah,
and then we tend to work alone as well. But if you work together, you'll actually be able to reach more people and your message will actually be more stronger. But if you are doing it alone, you won't really be that strong as you were, maybe if you were 3 or 5.
I think it's a relevant point, because we see a lot of people are saying, no, it's my music, it's my music. How can it be your music if you don't have, you don't have equipment.
Exactly. You don't even have a market.
Yeah, you don't have a market, and you don't have somebody who is going to buy you clothes so that you can stand on stage.
Yeah, I think the thing is that they also like titles and they also like recognitions. But you can't be recognized alone, because it's a lot of people, even though you did the music, it's a lot of people that did that music. There was a producer, there was this, there was this, but you cannot say it's my music.
And you know, some of us, we just see Kevin Hart on stage.
Yeah.
Then we see Will Smith on stage, but you don't see a lot of people behind.
Yeah.
Just because of how life is, but there are a lot of thousands of people.
Yes, I'm making that person. Possible. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I want us, let us go to your experience in the creative industry.
Yeah.
Maybe what are some of the challenges that you have faced? Because it's one thing to speak about, guys, let us get into the creative industry. let us get into the creative industry. Or they are looking at you, they think, no, you just, got it easy.
Yeah.
But through real life experience, what is the first main challenge that we have faced in the creative industry? And how did you overcome it?
Okay. I think actually the first will be now the support, or like just having a support system, or just having probably people recognizing the, because when I entered the creative industry, I was just somebody who wanted to kind of like improve my communication skills.
Uh-huh.
And then also wanting, because I was very shy and I was scared of people. So, and then I'm like, I can actually start a YouTube channel, or I can actually like start somewhere, because I also wanted to kind of like, I love educating.
Uh-huh.
And I love, because I think there's so much that we can do with the creative industry, with with a message. We can pass the message through our arts and through what we do and all that.
Yeah.
So I think one thing was also proper equipments that for me to be able to do proper content, or for me to be able to actually put out, to communicate my message more.
Mm.
Because when I started podcasting, I started with a phone.
Uh-huh.
So I used to record with a phone, and I didn't even have like mics. I didn't have things like that.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I'll put my phone there. Probably I don't even have a tripod. I'll put it on something, maybe even a stone, or put it on the table, and then you make it lay on something so that it kind of like stand straight, and then you are able to record.
Yeah.
But you don't even have mics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just because of the passion that I wanted to kind of like educate people about environmental justice, the environmental issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually like the main issue as well. And it's also we also didn't like have a market. We also don't really like have a bigger market when it comes to the creative industry as well. Because you are starting, but then who is going to watch your content? who is going to listen to your work, or who is going to, so you are going to need kind of like support for you to be able to promote your work, or for you to be able for people to kind of like recognize the work that you do.
Yeah.
So that's actually like, okay, the financial part, the equipment part,
yeah,
and also the place, because I even remember I used to record, I would go to the parliament, the parliament garden, sometimes the security guard would chase you out. No, you guys can't use that part.
You guys can't use that place.
Oh. Yeah, and we'll like see the, maybe just me and the guests that I want to speak with now, they're my friends. Yeah. They will not to speak for that. I just want. I'm seeing the value of the value this person brings. Yeah, the background is, because the place is also so nice.
Yeah.
But then the police officers, not even the security guards, police officers actually, yeah, that stays there. They were like, no, you guys can't stand there. You guys can't sit there. The place is not yet open. But then I just wanted to kind of like create a platform for us to be able to educate each other on important issues and also just communicate and things like that.
Yes.
So,
we have been in that space, and also at the environmental and climate justice, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this platform, we talk about bread and butter issue. We talk about opportunities and also to inspire others.
Yeah.
Because there are also those young, people who, they have really talent.
Yeah.
And we are seeing it, because me, I like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Me, there's no place I cannot go to. If I want to go to club and see how young people are, I have to go. If I have to go to church and see how young people are, if I go to a sport field and see how they are. But let us look at good things.
Mm-hmm.
Let us look at opportunities. I know you travel to different countries in
yes.
the world. And, let's go to that part to see where did creative industry took you? Where did creative industry took you? And how did it capacitate you?
Yeah.
Because you were not catching feelings.
No,
catching
feelings.
And that is what I really want. Because at the end of the day, even also parents must understand to say, if your kids don't understand what algebra is, or if your kid is told to find X, then he or she is looking under the table where the X is.
Yeah.
There is a lot of things that can be done. Yeah. Let us look at that opportunity part. Yeah.
Okay, so like when I entered the creative industry, because I just started with the passion of like, okay, educating, because I didn't know about climate change, I didn't know about environmental, even though I'm from the north of Congo, and my experience drought and stuff like that, into crop farming, but I did not like see, when I were looking at drought and stuff like that, I did not see just like, it was my kind of like, it's us kind of that are also contributing to that, or it's also like us that, oh, there's a problem, like, there's no drain and we're not getting enough, it's the government's problem and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I got to a point where I kind of like understood that like, there's actually a thing, an environmental issue that we are facing.
Yeah.
There's climate change that is actually happening. And I'm like, how many young people are out there that I actually don't understand this thing? So that's why I was actually compelled to start an environmental podcast.
Yeah.
We are just bringing young people or experts that are in the environmental sector and stuff like that. And even though I was getting like 13 views, 10 views YouTube like this.
Yeah.
But one thing that I realized, one thing that I kind of like thankful for is that within those 10 views,
there's one quality
that was actually watching and seeing my value and seeing my value of work that I was actually doing.
Okay.
So like I think even my first travel, it was actually in 2021-3, I think that I traveled to Italy for the first time.
Okay, okay.
Because people saw my podcast, my environmental podcast that
but
I was doing.
But we did not even see it here.
That is the thing.
Okay, okay.
That is the thing.
Okay.
Within those 10 reviews, there was one person who was like, this girl, she's actually doing something. So when they saw my content and what I was doing, and they're like, okay, we actually see that there's actually not much support, but is it possible for you to come in? Like, because there's Due for Climate event that was taking place.
Yeah.
And I was part of the 5 young people that were chosen around the world.
Yeah.
Like for me, representing now Namibia, or just representing
Africa.
Africa.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, we're a platform where you will just be able to like to engage with industry leaders within the environmental sector, and also having an opportunity to see people, young people from around the world that will be pitching their business ideas, their project ideas within the environmental sector, and within that, they are creating environmental solutions and stuff like that. No, we are paying your flight ticket, the accommodation, we are giving you a stipend.
So you were a queen there?
Yeah, I was a queen there.
How long have you been there?
I was actually there for, was it 2 weeks? It was actually like for the conference was one.
Yeah.
But then also for the conference was one, but it was also extended to kind of like 3 weeks because also a person that actually was watching my content was also like one of the African leaders as well, who said that, okay, this girl, she has the passion of podcasting and she has the passion of kind of like engagement and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, Elizabeth, we actually have this idea that we want to do a podcast. And we just want somebody who will be able to produce and probably host.
Mm.
And we just want you to do what you're doing on your podcast and bring it on this show.
Mm.
So, and then we are actually in the UK. We are based in the UK.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm actually coming to Italy. It's like,
so,
mm-hmm.
you were not scared of being kidnapped?
I was not scared of being kidnapped because the people actually knew people that I knew. So people that I knew kind of like worked for them before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were like, but I didn't know that we kind of like knew each other.
So you are saying through, that creative sector, you were able to network with international players that can also fund and also assist you.
Yeah, assist me as well as well.
And the other fly that you took instead of catching feeding,
the other flies that I actually also catch was I traveled to Rwanda as well.
Okay.
That also the same stuff as well because I do environmental advocacy.
Okay.
And also it's also part of like the creative because I'm part of like the creative industry with my podcasting and with the other podcasts that I do on the side as well.
We will be back with Elizabeth right after this. Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 149.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lavi's disposable nappies, 49.99 Namibian dollars for 2 kilo Surf hand washing powder, 2 liter Sunlight Fabric softener, just 46.99 Namibian dollars. And 750 milliliter Sungel dishwashing liquid costs only 16.99 Namibian dollars. That's USave prices, where you save, I save. We all save at USave.
That I do on the side as well. They're like, okay, we're actually in the creative industry and we're passionate about advocacy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bootcamp that is happening. Oh, I applied. I was not chosen.
Yeah.
And I was so chosen to be a part of the 100 people that were actually chosen to attend the 1 week bootcamp in Rwanda, which was really, really insightful. And it added to the skills that I had. It made me connect with a lot of young people from all around the world that are also doing kind of like similar thing or that are in different industries. And yeah, just being able to engage with them. I went to COP last year as well in Azerbaijan, in Baku as well.
Okay.
So it's the creative industry. And that's what I breathe. That's what I eat. Basically it.
No, it's actually a good thing. Now, let us look at technology.
Yeah.
Let us look at technology, technological advancement. I think it's a bit contradictory, especially I like and blame people who they are always on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realize that those who are on TikTok are also in business.
Yes, also in business.
Now, let's see, how should Namibian, not only youth, just Namibian in general, can use technology to upgrade creative industry, because the world has moved and changed so fast.
Yeah.
It's not only about that the Tatekwera singing at the village and people can gather, but there's an aspect of technological advancement.
Yeah.
How can Namibian people use the new version of technology to upgrade their skill in creative industry?
Yeah, there's so much that we can do with whether you are a business owner, whether you are just a youth, whether you are just, I think one thing that I can say is that as long as you are not that person who goes and scroll on TikTok just watching other people's content.
Yeah.
Because when you are watching other people's content, people are making money out of that content.
Yeah.
But if you are there because you are wasting those 3 hours, because especially when you go on TikTok, you spend 3 hours will look like 30 minutes or five minutes, but you're already gone just scrolling through and all that.
Yeah.
But be that person that actually utilizes technology, utilizes social media in a way that it actually advances you, or in a way that it actually advances your business, or in a way that it actually adds to your skill. Because if you're on TikTok and you are watching an educational content, or you are watching something that is actually like something that adds to your skills, something that adds to your knowledge, so something that you can actually kind of like utilize either in your school or either in your work or either in something, but you're just watching for the sake of fun and you are just there laughing alone in your room like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So that's also like another thing. And if you're a business person as well,
yeah.
This technology is one of the cheapest marketing strategy, like social media, it's one of the cheapest because you are not spending anything unless you are running ads.
Yeah.
But if you build an audience on social media, on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, and people, you post educational content there, you market your products there, but you are also being creative about it.
Yeah.
Because you cannot just there and then you post your flyer, no, my chips is $100, my watch is...
Yeah.
You must be creative about it.
Uh-huh.
Make a short video about it. Mm-hmm. Be creative about it on how you are utilizing the social media to make sure that you are building an audience. Because imagine you are in a hall and there are 100 people. Those are a lot of people. Imagine now you are on Instagram and 100 people are following you. 1,000 people are following you.
That's more than
a whole. And all those people, they are watching, they are looking at your products, they are looking at things that are actually on, that you are posting on your social media and stuff like that. So just make sure that you are, just make sure that the content that you are putting there is educating or is actually advancing yourself as well. You are building a kind of like an audience.
Yes. Yes, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And today in the studio, I'm with a guest that is Elizabeth Jurume. She's in the creative industry. And we are speaking about the contribution of creative industry to the Namibian economy and also how we can improve, and also promote talent of young people and also bringing people together. And also to celebrate either culture, either, artists, either, various creative industry, either in terms of, artists with, hands, we have actors, we have, comedians, and also those guys who are called many more, but not really to call many more when you come to the show. And there's a big guy who is, those days, a show presenter, sometimes they also make these mistakes of undermining, artists.
Yeah.
Well, let me say by that time, there's Gaza, there's the dog, there's Sunny Boy, then there's this young upcoming artist. They say, no, we're going to have Elizabeth, David, and many more. Yeah, the other one will not be required anymore. But for us to be like South Africa, for example, it requires more than a talent, people, parents and all those things, and private sector to come on board. Maybe before we come to the end of our conversation, what do you think should be done, especially from the family perspective? Because in Namibia, a parent cannot be proud and say, my son is doing music. Because of that picture to say, if a person is doing music, they are looking like this.
Yeah.
They are in the street. They are wearing Converse.
Yes.
They have a knife. They have a saucy kind of hair, kind of style. But if you go to the US, for example, which I know my son is a musician, he's a studio at home.
Yeah.
We are funding, we are supporting him with equipment. Yeah. He also made profit that we are investing in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Or my son is a comedian or is in drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are now in Namibia and say, no, my son is studying education. And you say, no, my son is studying drama. What do you think really need to be done for us to make sure that creative industry is an upgraded industry and can compete with others and can make more money also? Because if you look at billions like what Zanzi Magic is bringing to South Africa, and all those, platforms are bringing to South Africa is huge amount of money. They are paying more than, I think they are leading, they are the same with athletes. How can we build that foundation from the family perspective until we go to the high structure?
Okay, I think the family perspective now is also just now, if you are seeing your child is kind of like, driving in a certain direction or passionate about a certain direction,
yeah.
if you can do research on it,
yeah.
what are the possible opportunities that are within this field?
Yeah.
How can I help my to nurture my child's talent that are also in there?
Yeah.
But also we can also, we also now looking at the big guys in the creative industry. What examples did they give?
Yeah.
That I, when what type of picture did they give?
Yeah.
Because I think it was also like earlier this year, was it last year, I spoke to one of the actor as well, Adriano Versace.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that it's actually like also as us people that are in the creative industry
mm-hmm.
that make ourselves to be undermined. Mm-hmm. Because I cannot hire you as a host
mm-hmm.
and then you are coming with your time or you are coming dressed as you want as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are like, okay, I'm a host, but you can give me a 500. But then there's another host who is paid 5,000 there.
Yeah, they
also undermining guy. Yourself.
Yeah, they suggest
yeah.
just a guy who came from CNN.
Yes.
Facilitated you know, a show for
mm.
not more than 1 hour, then he got 100,000.
You see?
That is quality.
Yes.
Yeah, that is
quality. Yes.
No, we can complain, mm. but that is quality because, mm. As you have said,
mm.
he did not undermine
yeah.
him. So he
yeah.
said, what I'm going to give is quality.
Yes.
But you want to tell me that there's no person in Namibia.
Mm.
Let's take the best presenters
yeah.
in Namibia
yeah.
who cannot compete with a CNN guy.
Mm.
We have plenty of them.
Yes,
maybe
we have.
The top 20.
We have.
But the thing of confidence and mm. also the thing of maybe undermined,
yeah.
let, not understanding yourself well,
yeah.
I think is also some of the things.
Yes, some of the thing as well. And also the people on the other hand as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they also tend to kind of like, not like undermining us,
yeah.
but they don't know our value as well.
Yeah.
Because if I come say, I'm saying, no, even a 200 is fine, you can pay me, I can do your show.
Oh.
But then you also don't put in consideration the clothes that you are wearing. Because
yeah.
if you want me to come to your show and to come and host your show,
mm.
if you want me to come and present your show,
yeah.
my hairstyle need to be done, my
yeah.
makeup need to be done,
yeah.
my clothes, I need to make sure that my clothes are wearing proper clothes.
Yeah.
If I'm going to buy a new outfit, I must make sure that within the money that I'm going to pay,
yeah.
it covers all those things and my time that I'm also spending there.
Yeah.
But and those are the things that we don't kind of like also look at.
Mm-hmm.
But if we as the people in the creative industry, we kind of like also build our reputation as well around
Maybe you guys don't speak, you don't come together.
That's also the thing.
Yeah,
we walk in isolation.
And it's good that you said about wealth, self worth, and
yeah.
also self value. I used to tell people to say, if every Namibian can have the confidence of a person like Manika Getri.
Yes.
You know, when we were at UNAM that time, I used to come and move around and perform,
mm-hmm.
and the confidence of that guy
yes.
is not, you can't beat it.
Mm.
You can't beat it because he knows exactly what
yes.
he wants. And when you look at the way he is now, if he has people who are supporting
yeah.
him, or let me say there are also people who are following him, I think
mm-hmm.
Namibia is going to be the same. Now, Elizabeth, the new administration, it's undeniable that the new administration came with Vuma,
mm-hmm.
the new administration is talking about things are not going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about as business as usual, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think our president was advised
mm-hmm.
to invest in the creative industry. But we have a tendency in Namibia where you can invest in a sector, but little people show up,
yeah.
and then money end up being sent back to the treasury. It was happening the same even in agriculture those days. But now, what do you think? What do you think need to, especially to those with talent, what do you think need to be done also to make sure that that money that is invested in creative industry is utilized and also made or can circulate into the Namibian economy or can also assist other people?
Mm-hmm.
To go outside the country and also generate money. Because,
yeah.
because Elizabeth, if you look at our Namibian artists,
mm-hmm.
who were well supported.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they were even beating African artists at the Continental Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We see somebody like Dinesh winning Big Brother Africa.
Exactly.
You are from a very small
yeah.
country.
Mm-hmm.
And
you thought you can make money just by staying in the house with
yeah.
a lot of people.
indeed. But now, what can finance in the creative industry sector? How can they be used to make sure that they upgrade the sector,
yeah,
and they can also, you know, expand the national economy as other countries.
Yeah, because now when you're actually asking the question, I'm now thinking, because like when you're looking at now money that goes back,
yeah,
because you're also now looking at these people, when these opportunities comes up,
yeah,
where are these opportunities advertised? Where,
yeah,
are these opportunities taken? Are they actually, are they in platforms, or are they taken to the people who might know that? Because,
yeah,
okay, I'm in the city. I listen to the radio. I buy newspapers.
Yeah.
I know about what is happening in the Ministry of Agriculture or something like that.
Yeah.
But now me, a person who is just in Okongo,
yeah,
I am very passionate about farming. Well, I'm doing farming, but I need assistance.
Yeah.
How will I know about a certain opportunity that is still money, that is still in the program,
yeah,
that I can actually apply for? So, mm-hmm. I mean, and that's also like the similar. So the money will end up going back to the ministry because nobody is showing up to come in,
mm-hmm,
now to come in, claim the money to come in and apply because people don't know about it.
Yeah.
And it's also now in the creative industry.
So it's, well, it's about, mm-hmm, information.
Yeah, it's about information sharing as well. Because if you are talking about, you are working with young people, are you in a platform or are you at places where young people are?
You must, yeah, tell them to come and listen to Eagle FM.
To get,
so we can,
yes,
share. Yeah.
Yes, so that I'm on the play. Because some young people are listening to Eagle FM.
Yeah.
Some young people are just at schools and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And also the same with the creative industry as well.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, okay, I'm in Windhoek, there is an opportunity to fulfill making something or something like that,
yeah,
that are calling for projects or something, or submissions or something like that,
yeah,
or stories or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll be able to know about it or something like that,
uh-huh,
or I might know, but I don't really even know a lot of about filmmaking as well or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or how many filmmakers do I actually have?
Yeah.
But we can also, I think, look at what type of opportunities or what type of things that our youth or our Namibian people are kind of like interested in as well.
Mm.
And those are like the type of programs that you kind of come up with.
Mm.
And also like not only like dealing with the ministry or the emotion,
yeah,
the information just at the ministry,
mm,
but also reaching at the grassroots level.
Yeah.
Because we have kids that are in the deep in the Nyana.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Deep like in Wukwandongo there,
yeah,
that are,
yeah,
at schools,
yeah,
that are at schools,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
and they love singing,
yeah,
or they love drawing,
yeah,
but who will see their talent because they are just there at the primary school,
yeah,
or they are just there at the secondary school, but who will be able to kind of like see their talent and value their talent and tell them, no, there's actually this opportunity or you can actually apply for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have kind of like maybe the, I don't know, the funds or the programs are kind of like decentralized.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like are kind of like made sure that, okay, they are programmed for schools.
Mm-hmm.
They are programmed for rural communities. So
yeah,
they are programmed,
yeah,
for this. I don't know, working maybe with counselors, working with community leaders and stuff like that.
You're
and NGOs and stuff like that.
You're speaking a main point because there was one guy who was calling me, or was calling the radio actually, when we had the program,
yeah,
you say, no, you know, when you go to regional office or go to educational offices, there's this position of, you know, cultural officer.
Mm.
But a cultural officer, because you have education and,
yeah,
art and culture,
mm,
that part in most cases were just there. Even at school, when,
yeah,
art period, if you see a mathematics teacher, then people are doing art. They say, no, this one is my period.
Yeah.
When you see PE or physical education,
mm,
they just say, no, those are not relevant.
Yeah.
But now, I don't want to talk about education. I think, mm, now they understand because it's well stipulated.
Yeah.
It's well also defined in the place. Let us look at, because it has to start with me.
Yeah.
What is your advice to those, young kids,
yeah,
even adults who have talent, but they are scared of showing that talent because They've never seen somebody in the community who make money from being an actor,
yeah.
from being a comedian, from being a writer, even a stage performer.
Yeah.
What is your advice to them, for them not to die with their talent in their heart, as many did? And those, some of them are in their family, but they are scared of their parents, just to say, I want to be in music.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you say it out.
Yeah.
What is your advice to them? Especially in this current, state where the government is so a bit,
Yeah, I think one thing that I learned is that it's not your family that are going to be watching your content. It's not your family that are going to be listening to your music.
Yeah.
It's not your family that are going to be loving your ads and buying your ads and stuff like that. It's actually people out there.
Yeah.
And you can't put your work out there, or you won't be known if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't meet people that will actually, if you don't put yourself in platforms, will you be able to connect with people that might assist you, people that might give you a direction of what platforms to go? Because I know that, I think everything, one can utilize everything to kind of like build a life for themselves,
mm-hmm.
or for you to kind of like make money. Yeah. Whatever skill you have, whatever talent you have, is not too small or it's not invalid or something. Just because you didn't see somebody in your village using that talent or doing like that, or in your region,
yeah.
or making money or building, you can actually do something bigger. Mm-hmm. Or you can do research, you can work, you can just do research if you have access to a phone or something like that. Or you can even ask questions, or you can even do something like that. But I'm also like, I just wanted also to add on the other point.
Yeah.
Because I think in schools, because in schools we have things like science fair, we have things like debate, and we have things like that. Uh-huh. But we have, and those things go to the national level where kids are able to compete. But we also have something like that,
cultural maybe for us,
cultural affairs, or we have something in the art class where people, compete and then go to national level,
they
go to the international level and stuff like such opportunities will give a lot of young people a platform for their talents to be discovered, for their talents to be known.
Even go to Hollywood
and stuff like that, because you won't even know this person can actually act. This person can actually mimic.
What do they call a Nigerian platform?
That was the conversation our very own David Shombe had with Elizabeth regarding the creative industries and its contribution to national development. In line with what we saw, as you heard in the conversation, the plans for the creative industry in the NDP6. That is all the time we have this morning on the Early Morning Scoop. Tune into the Early Morning Scoop every Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. I will now leave you in the hands of my colleague, Mr. Mike Oshovelli, over in our Ondangwa studio for Unpacking the Day. Stay tuned to your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and we will be back in just a moment.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding,
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, The Eye. The Eye.